Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Andy's out today. Dan Menigan, along with Jeff Phelps. That's me. And we're talking NBA Finals right now. My buddy Jeff in Cleveland sent me a text off of what we were just talking about. And he said, you know, Steph Curry is not a true point guard other than Halliburton, who's a true point guard who looks to pass first. And that's kind of the point we were making, Jeff. There aren't a ton of them. And I responded to Jeff. I said, Suggs in Orlando.
Yeah, that's a good one.
James Harden at this point of his career, but he still scores points. Cade Cunningham looks to pass first, I think, and still scores. And I said, these guys still score, but they look to pass. Maybe that becomes a trend. And that's our point on this. And Jeff wrote back and he said, are you sure they look to pass first? And I said, that's the point. Is that Halliburton certainly seems to look to pass first, more so than maybe, Dan, any guy playing in the NBA right now at the point guard spot.
You're going to throw something at me when I throw this name into that same category.
Go.
Get a blunt object. Ben Simmons looks to pass first.
Well, Ben can't score.
Because he won't score.
Yeah.
But he does look to pass first.
Well, absolutely. But Jeff said, you know, like Magic Johnson, like John Stockton, like Gary Payton.
Yeah.
Yes, those, and that's what we're talking about, Jeff. Maybe the league tries to cultivate more guys who have that mentality. Could Magic score the basketball? Absolutely. Could John Stockton? You bet. Gary Payton? Sure. And maybe the success of Indiana takes the NBA back to that kind of a thought process.
The question is going to become, is that guy still out there, or are we 3 years away from people becoming true point guards again?
Yeah.
Because it's gone so far the other direction of your scoring guards.
Well, Trae Young led the league in assists this year. I don't know if people understand that. Trae Young did, 11.6, but he looks to score.
Yeah.
So, you know, he combined it, but is he a true point guard? No, he's kind of a scoring guard and passes like crazy, but he's a point guard. You know what I mean? It's a weird thing. And that's why maybe you have a trend that starts where guys look to score first. Halliburton was third in the league in assists. He averaged 18.6 points a game. Well, you can still score a lot of points and look to pass first.
Oh, gosh.
And I wonder if that happens. A couple of other things from the finals that maybe come into play here with some of the stuff that's going on. I wonder this, Dano. And I mentioned this last week. Though Shai Gilgeous-Alexander can shoot the three, he's got a great mid-range game. And the mid-range is a shot that has been analyticed out of the game.
In the regular season.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, it's a different animal.
Well, it was weird that it was, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was interesting. And I wonder, does the mid-range become more of something again? I don't know.
I'd love to see it. It'd be great to see elbow jumpers come back and all of that kind of stuff. The question you're going to run into is, can you shoot them at a clip? if and you could do the basic math to figure it out. I mean, three's worth more than two. We're all very well aware of such things. But you have to shoot, essentially, if you shoot 40% from three, it's the equivalent of shooting 60% from two. So that's, I mean, that tells you right there in an overall point value. It tells you right there why guys are taking as many threes as they are. So you need to find guys who can shoot 60% from two if you're going to justify it to the analytics department.
Here's something that might be a bigger impact on this. According to NBA.com, at the beginning of the season, and you know things adjusted during the year, the Oklahoma City Thunder at the beginning of the season was the youngest team in the NBA.
Amazing.
were the youngest team in the NBA, and 9 of their 18 guys under the age of 25.
Amazing.
That's scary. And I, you know, for years we have seen, and Houston just did it. Hey, you got to bring in the veteran because they're blah, 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 blah. They just traded for 36, soon to be 37-year-old Kevin Durant and gave up a young, talented guy who hasn't completely clicked yet in Jalen Green, but he's a good player, and the 10th overall pick in the draft, along with Dylan Brooks, and then a bunch of second-round picks that are just used for, you know, trade bait for teams. I wonder, with the apron talk and the salaries, and I mean, you're paying superstar players 30 plus, 40 million, $50 million. Oklahoma City's not.
Yet.
Exactly. And that's the point. Perhaps they try and thread that needle, NBA teams do. Hey, we're going to go young. We're going to get a lot of young guys, and we're going to play the heck out of them before we have to play them and hope that this works and go more team concept, which is what they did around one guy who's become a superstar player, obviously the league MVP. But I wonder if teams start, yeah, you know what? We're good on paying that 38-year-old guy $45 million. Thank you. That's okay. We don't need those kind of players anymore. We're going to go with the young guys and work and play more team ball.
There will always be exceptions to every rule, and I think LeBron James and Kevin Durant will be those exceptions.
Those are weird exceptions, yeah. Aren't they?
You can maybe throw Chris Paul in there, too. That those will be the exceptions to every single rule, where it's like these guys are so good and take such good care of themselves that we're willing to make an exception.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I wonder if you're right. The problem is they're going to have to pay him anyway. It's my biggest complaint with this current CBA, and Oklahoma City's going to be one of them. I believe Chet Holmgren is eligible for a rookie max extension that's going to really skyrocket his salary. You're going to have to pay SGA, you're going to have to pay Lou Dort at some point, you know, and give him more than what he's already getting.
Or find another Lou Dort.
The problem that I have with this current CBA and the second apron setup and all these things and the mess that the Cavs find themselves in wraps right into this is that you are penalizing teams for drafting and developing and succeeding in drafting and developing. All of a sudden, your successes are now becoming penalties. We are no longer in this realm where your initial idea, which was to stop Golden State, to stop Matt Ishbia and the Phoenix Suns from just going, here's a blank check. I don't care what the luxury tax is. Yeah. I'll go find more money. I don't care. You know, Oklahoma City, or not Oklahoma City, Golden State was the same exact way. Yeah, we'll pay the luxury tax. Why? We've got this beautiful building. We'll have a monster truck relay. That'll solve these problems. Boom, here you go. Here's more money. Like, you're now starting to penalize teams who are able to draft, develop, and sign their own players, which should be the successes of this league, and now it's becoming a detriment. That's what, to me, the NBA needs to figure out and figure out before the next CBA negotiation. Sorry to take you on that tangent off to the side there, but that continues to tick me off.
It was very basket of you.
Thank you.
I look at the salaries that are being paid in the league, and I just think that it's not sustainable, is it? Perhaps it is. But I just wonder if, you know, these two teams, and certainly Indiana, a lot of guys, you know, making a lot of money. Oklahoma City guys make a lot of money. But I wonder, do those two teams change the way that the league kind of approaches things from a team standpoint and trying to avoid the extremely, you know, the extremely high paid veteran who may or may not have, you know, I won't say game, but certainly upside. You know, Houston's going all in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're
chips
gonna,
in the middle of the table right now.
They're going to try and win the whole thing. That, you don't bring in a 37-year-old guy thinking, okay, this is going to be a good 3 or 4 year plan.
Eighth all time in scoring. I mean, Kevin Durant's unbelievable. He could fill it up, and Houston needed someone who could score points, and they went and got arguably one of the best ever at scoring points. And he's going to do that. The question is how long is, you know, how is that body going to hold up at 37 years old? And how many games are they going to play him for? Or is it just going to be, okay, we're going to coast? Well, I don't know if you can coast in the West. I mean, the West is
The West is loaded.
Yeah. The West is such a gauntlet. The Durant thing is fascinating. That is just a fascinating move.
Well, it is. And, you know, Phoenix had a lot of talent, and they weren't able to make it work, and now they're collecting shooting guards. So there's more to happen there. Bradley Beal, Bradley's owed a lot of money. The word is either trade or buyout. Can you imagine buying out Bradley Beal and that guy becomes a free agent and he walks away with, because he's owed like $110 million for the next 2 years.
Would you want him?
No.
Me neither.
This team doesn't need Bradley Beal. The Cavs, they have their own version in Donovan Mitchell.
I don't even know it's that. I don't even know what Bradley Beal has left in the tank.
Well,
he's perpetually injured.
Yeah, he was beat up.
Yeah, he just is perpetually hurt.
And that's where that thought comes back again, Dan. You're going to go young guys, not pay them the huge Bradley Beal contracts? It's almost as if in some instances, not all, but in some of these instances, these guys on those big contracts, second contract, third contracts, man, how can you're really tying up your team on a guy who might be injury prone or has had injury history and is making so much money you can't do other things. You're going to have to get him to play like crazy. The other thing we've seen, though, the Cavs played a lot of guys in the regular season. They got to the postseason, they weren't going to play as many guys and they were injured. You could make the argument that Indiana didn't play a ton of guys. They didn't go deep. Oklahoma City didn't play that many guys, certainly in the postseason. Wonder if you try and get your money's worth out of your starters and play the bejeebers out of them.
Well, what have we always heard? Was it 15 guys get you there, 8 guys win it?
Well, it's about the way it is.
Yeah, 15 guys get you there, 8 guys win it.
Maybe 10 guys get you there.
Okay, 10 guys get you there.
5 guys help in practice.
7 guys win it. I mean, that's we have seen that time and time and time again. You watched it with the Cavaliers when they won the title, and they were in title contention.
Yeah.
10 guys would get you there. 7 guys would help you win it. There were only a certain amount of guys that you trust. You saw it in OKC. They played a boatload of their guys. The bigger Jalen Williams didn't even touch the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, and he was one of their better players during the regular season. They put him out there. He couldn't hang. They got him out. Thomas Bryant, who Cavaliers fan watched do you know, hit shots and be a nuisance and all that stuff. He hardly touched the floor in the finals. It's that evolution into what you need to be to win the finals and being able to play both right-handed and left-handed that causes you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to have those adjustments off of the adjustments and the way to do it and the intelligence to make those work and the guys to buy in to do it too. It all plays into itself. You have to be able to win multiple ways.
And again, does that start to permeate through the NBA if it hasn't already? I just think combine, you know, the different salary aprons with the incredible dollars with real injuries to guys.
Yeah.
I just wonder if we're on the cusp of a little different looking NBA. I don't think it's going to be anything, you know, outrageously drastic, but I think Oklahoma City has shown you don't need an overly experienced team. You got an incredibly young team. You had the youngest team in the NBA at the beginning of the season and you win the whole thing. That might be an eye-opener to teams around the NBA. Indiana plays a bunch of guys, and they play as a unit more than most teams. That might be an eye-opener. And we'll see what it does to teams around the NBA and maybe a team in particular here in Cleveland. We're going to get into the Cavs coming up in the noon hour. Scott Petrak covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram, brownzone.com. He's going to join us next right here on Baskin and Phelps. What the Shedeur Sanders off-the-field situation do for the quarterback. Scott will have some thoughts on that coming up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.